Hello, I'm Brad Hanank, and welcome to the first episode of Sports Page. In this program, we will talk with the athletes, coaches, and staff who work to make University of Central Missouri Athletics one of the premier college sports programs in the MIAA and Division II as a whole. This is Sports Page. Our guest today is Bob Jackson. During his tenure of over two decades with UCM Athletics, he has served in multiple roles, including the Athletic Marketing and Promotions Director. In addition to this, Bob has spent a lot of time on the air for the Mules and Jennies, and was even one of the original hosts of this very show. Bob, welcome back to Sports Page.
Thank you.
So you had over 43 years of involvement, or about 43 years with UCM Athletics, but were officially employed in 1999. So what were you up to for about those other 18 years?
Well, I was the sports director at KOKO, and that was my basic job here in Warrensburg. Came here in 1981 and served in that role, doing Mules and Jennies games on the radio, covering Warrensburg High School athletics, and just I was the wake-up call for a lot of folks. I was on the air from 5 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. So radio was my big thing when I first came here.
So we'll talk about that on-air time a little bit later.
Sure.
But now, about 25 years being the Athletic Marketing and Promotions Director, that's still a pretty long time. So what made you stay?
Well, a lot of things factored into that, and we're not going to bore the folks with that story, but I was fortunate to be at the radio station when some things happened that really forced my way out. And I was fortunate that the university invited me to come over and serve still as the voice for Mules and Jennies Athletics in 1999 and 2000. And then they employed me full time. So I kind of fell into my role as marketing and promotions director at that time. And was fortunate the late Jerry Hughes really came to my rescue a little bit, and I give him all the credit for doing that, and was fortunate that I was able to just stay on, and then I kind of stuck around a little bit.
So you're talking about the people. So what do they do to make you stay around? Like, how did they you said they treated you well. You said Jerry Hughes. Were there any others?
There are a lot of people at UCM. I was very fortunate to be able to work with a lot of great coaches, administrators. Jerry, the first that kind of held me in, Bill Turnage, who was the sports director at the radio station, and he came over to UCM as sports information director, and he had called me in the summer of 81 and said, I was in Jeff City at that time working, and he invited me. He said, if I take this job at Central Missouri State University at the time, would you be interested in my sports director's job at KOKO? And I said, definitely. Because that was something that I wanted to do, college athletics. And so I was fortunate to be able to do that. And so Bill was in his role when I came over to the university, worked with him and Jerry Hughes. And then there were so many other people that kind of filled in during that time. And there are too many to even mention because it takes such a long time. But always had great people to work with and great coaches and student athletes as well.
So during your time at UCM, you worked under two very different athletic directors, the late Jerry Hughes, the Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. and now the up-and-comer Matt Houdeshell. How different was it working for both of those guys as AD?
Well, I worked with Jerry for 23 years, and Matt came on just for 1 year that I was there. So I'm sure that there's differences, but Jerry was the one that really gave me my opportunity in college athletics, and I think that we kind of formed something there, and we built something very proud of, and I'm hopeful that they continue that in some form.
So I'm going to read a quote from the late Jerry Hughes. It's on the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame website. It says, "The key thing is I try to tell student athletes that we want them to graduate. Everyone knows the percentages about how many go to the pros, but the main thing is to try to get them to see what is possible." So how does that quote from Hughes kind of speak to the mission of UCM Athletics as a whole?
Well, I think what Jerry did was build a program. He hired good people, and he let them run their programs. And he supported them very well. And he knew that student athletes were the whole key to success, not only on the court, on the field, but in the classroom. And it was very important to him that the coaches knew that, and I think he hired the right people. So Jerry's first focus was on winning. He wanted our athletic programs to be successful, but he also wanted those student athletes to be successful in life. And I think that's the one thing that I will say about Jerry. He let those coaches run their programs, but with the focus on the student athletes being successful on both their playing careers, but also off the field.
And one of those newest hires is Coach Josh Lamberson, the head football coach. And his big thing, one of them, is EPIC. Every person impacts culture. So does that just speak to the legacy of Jerry Hughes just carrying on through UCM athletics?
I think so. And, you know, Josh was, I think, maybe the last hire that Jerry made. And he knew the importance of what Josh had been through. He had a great background playing at Northwest Missouri State and was a great assistant coach here at UCM when he was here. And then when he knew that, I think Josh had the right idea about what it would take to build the football program, but also help elevate the athletic program as well. So, yeah, I would agree that those two philosophies fit hand in hand.
So now going back to your role as Athletic Marketing and Promotions Director, mm-hmm. What exactly would you do in that role?
Well, maybe it's best what I didn't do. There were a lot of things. I wore a lot of hats, and I think everybody in the athletic program under Jerry wore a lot of different hats. I handle basically the getting the sponsorships for our athletic department. I handle the game day promotions. I handle the game day operations, putting the game day scripts together. When we got the video boards, it kind of changed things a lot. We were able to do a lot more. It took a lot more time. We had to kind of piece things together a little bit and learn on the fly, but we were able to do that. So I think that was the big thing, just kind of blending all of that together. And so there were a lot of hours put into that, but again, I had great people around me that helped, and all that worked together. But the marketing and promotions, in my opinion, work hand in hand, and we tried to make that work.
So you said you've talked with a lot of, or you've worked with a lot of different people in that role. Would you ever work specifically with teams, or was it just those other people within UCM Athletics?
Oh, we had to work with each of the athletic teams and promotions, kind of went over kind of what they wanted to do on certain game days, anything that they wanted to promote or focus on. So we worked with them. We wanted to make sure that they understood that with the video boards now, that we had to do some things that, you know, may take away from the game day experience a little bit, but we tried to integrate that the best we could. All the coaches that I worked with this role were great. They understood that. They understood that it took money to help run the program and keep the programs afloat, so they never really fussed about stuff, and they understood that. So, again, as I said, coaches always were good to work with. They understood what the role was they were doing and what the role of our athletic sponsorships and promotions was as well, and they never seemed to have an issue.
So since you were employed in 1999, a lot of digital media has been on the rise. You've talked about the video boards, I mean cell phones, all of that kind of thing. So how much has your job just evolved over those years, and how do you deal with that change?
Well, you know, quite honestly, when I first came on board, I also, for about 2 or 3 years, kind of handled the web page. And that was when it was in its infancy, though. So it wasn't great like it is now. Our athletic web page is so good. But it was just one of those things we had to learn to do. I had no idea how to put a web page together, but learned and had some great people to work around again. Cell phones, all the stuff like sports page, everything. So social media, I think, just blew up on us, you know, all of a sudden, and you had to learn to evolve. And so finally I got out of that role as a web manager and went more on the promotion side. We got the video boards, and I had to handle all of the game day operations as far as the scripting and all of that. So there was a lot of things that I learned that I knew nothing about when I first got into it, but I was able to learn, and it was a lot of fun.
So talking about those things you learned that you knew nothing about, did you ever have like a mentor, or did you figure this out on your own, or how did that work?
Well, the webpage stuff, I had somebody that helped me through that. John Kennedy here on campus, working with the university as a whole, he helped me kind of learn some stuff. The game day scripting for our video boards, when we first got the video boards, we took a trip to Lincoln, Nebraska for a training session. And we were able to talk with the University of Nebraska. We talked with two or three other schools that had video boards and got an idea about how to do things. And we implemented some of those. We had, of course, focus on how we could do it with our market. And we did that. And once we did it once, then the next game, we changed a lot. But you had to. And so I think we developed it. And it continues to develop, I think, today. But, you know, it's an ever-evolving process. You've got to learn new things, and fortunately, we did that.
And then playing under those video boards are the Mules and Jennies, of course. Were there any teams that stuck out in your mind that you got to see over the years that were just like, wow, like I really enjoyed watching that team?
That's a tough question because there are so many. I was fortunate. My big thing when I was at UCM was the opportunity, and I've said it all along, the privilege to do a lot of great games. I did more baseball than anything else. You know, I did some football and basketball and remember some great games, but it would be hard for me to say just one team in particular. But winning the national championship, calling the national championships for baseball, I did four of those games, called two to win, two to lose, but still the same. Covered some basketball games in the national tournament, and able to watch some great football players as well. Also, you know, volleyball, being able to, I didn't call it on the radio, but doing the PA and watching some great teams and soccer teams and stuff like that. It would be hard for me to say just one team, but I think as a whole, there's a lot of experiences that I had that really is something that will stay in my mind forever.
So then being with UCM for 43 years, is there any like unique piece of UCM knowledge you could share with us you may have acquired over the years?
You know, just the thing that I will say so often about student athletes, and I think I could go back to day one when I first came here, but more so when I was on campus and being able to watch those kids and student athletes in the multi-purpose building, now the Jerry Hughes Center, practice time management. How in the world they can be as successful as they are and be as successful as they are in the classroom. They've got to have great time management, and I think the way they do that is just outstanding. That's the thing that sticks out in my mind maybe more than anything else in the years that I've been privileged to be at UCM, is watch student athletes develop into great people and use their time management to continue to be great student athletes, but great students.
And talking about being great people, are there any athletes that stick out in your mind, not because of how they played on the playing surface, but just how they were as people?
Brad, that'd be a hard question for me to answer. I don't want to say one, because if I said one, I'd leave somebody out that I would think of later. But there are so many that, you know, I think our fans who watch those student athletes perform over the years, they each have their own. So I can't really say one particular person, but there are a few that I have in my mind. But again, I don't want to say one name because I'd leave somebody out that I don't want to, because they're all outstanding.
Well, for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more about Bob Jackson, and especially his time on the mic for the Mules and Jennies. We return right after this. Welcome back to Sports Page. We're here with Bob Jackson, who worked more than 20 years with UCM Athletics. Bob, we've talked about your time working at UCM as the Athletic Marketing and Promotions Director, but now I think it's a good time to meet you personally, so I have a couple just get-to-know-you questions down here. So first off, where are you originally from?
Born in the great state of Arkansas, but lived most of my life in Missouri. Went to high school in Bell, Missouri, which is south of Jefferson City. And then started my radio career in Jeff City and came here to Warrensburg in 81.
So any athletics did you play?
I did. I played baseball. I played baseball in high school. Played baseball during the summer. Baseball is my favorite sport. I did play football in junior high school, 7th and 8th grade, when I lived in Kearney, and basketball as well. But baseball was mostly my athletic career, if you want to call it that.
So during that time in sports, did you ever have any nicknames that were given to you during those times?
For some reason, when I was much younger, they called me Rusty. I don't know why that ever was. When I was in radio, when I first started, they called me BJ, the DJ. But a lot of people still call me BJ now, but then never really even had too many other names.
So Rusty didn't quite stick?
Rusty didn't stick. That was with a, back when I was much younger, but why they call me that again, I have no idea.
So talking about when you're younger, what did you think you were going to be when you grew up, when you were littler?
You know, I think when you play baseball, and when I played a lot, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a professional baseball player. Realized pretty quickly, though, that wasn't going to be the case. So what I did for many, many years is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a radio person. I wanted to do baseball on the radio. At one time, I thought about, yeah, it'd be nice to be a Major League Baseball announcer. It didn't happen, and I'm kind of glad it didn't, because I think the time commitment is a little bit too much. I thoroughly enjoy the collegiate side of things so much more. And so, but I got to fulfill that dream, I think, a lot by doing a lot of great college baseball with our Mules.
So do you have a hidden talent? Anything that we wouldn't see that you can you just play the piano like crazy? Or
I can.
You can.
I can play the piano. I took piano lessons for 3 or 4 years, stopped when I broke my arm playing soccer. But I can sit down and play the piano a little bit. I played the trumpet in high school. So musician-wise, I even led the music in our church a little bit. So maybe I've got a little music talent, but it's not something I'd showcase.
So another one, there's a lot of red in here. Is that your favorite color, or is there another one?
Well, you know, I understand red being UCM, and a lot of people like that, and yes, but blue is my favorite color. Okay. I've been a Royals fan since day one. I was, around when they were started back in 1969. So blue is my favorite color, but red is a close second.
And then talking about Royals, what are those sports teams that you root for?
Well, the Royals by far. I've always been a Royals fan. Obviously, I'm a Chiefs fan as well, but I think baseball-wise, I'm more of a Royals fan. And then Mules and Jennies. Mm-hmm. But I've been in Kansas City area all my life, really. So I'm a KC fan.
And so for the Mules and Jennies, your voice was heard for many things, radio and public address. Mm-hmm. So I'll start with your time as the PA voice. When did you begin doing this and why?
Well, I at first was just doing the game day operations. And so I kind of was in the press box or on the sidelines kind of directing what to do. And then our longtime PA voice, Marion Woods, had to step aside and retire from that. So I said, well, I'll just do it. So I just started doing it for football and for basketball, and did it for volleyball as well. So it just kind of fell into my lap. And so I was able to do that and kind of still direct from where I was up in the press box. Always had some great student helpers, though, that I relied on to help run the show. And so that's kind of what happened.
And then on the radio side of things, you called games for Mules football, Mules and Jennies basketball, and even longer for Mules baseball. And that was on 98.5 The Bar, KWKJ, and 1450 Good Time Oldies, KOKO. So what got you into that, the radio side? You've kind of talked about it. You've always wanted to do it. But how did that come about?
Well, I tell you, it's again, a long story. I won't bore the people with this. But when I was younger, I used to just, me and my brother would play wiffle ball in the backyard, mm-hmm. and I'd broadcast the games. And I just did it. You know, if you go back, a lot of Major League Baseball announcers talk about doing that. And I just enjoyed it. I just could describe baseball. And so that's what I wanted to do. That kind of is something that I got the opportunity as a junior in high school to actually do Lincoln University football games for a student station at Lincoln. And that kind of whet my appetite, and I enjoyed it and stuck with it for 50 years.
So this season so far, we have not heard your voice over the PA system for any of the games. Radio, is that something for baseball you might come back to, or do you know?
I never say never, but, my voice over the years has worn down, and I think the folks who listen to Mules Baseball have heard in the past, if I do two or three games in a row, that third game is going to be kind of bad. It's scratchy. So I never say never, but at this point in my life, I'm happy. I'm trying to learn to be retired, and I don't have any plans to do it. But again, you never know.
So far, have you missed being that PA voice at all?
Not really, but I miss some things about what I've used to do. I felt kind of funny the first Saturday in Mules football was at home, not doing it. I've been involved with college athletics every fall, every year, for 50 plus years. And so it was something that I kind of missed. But on the other hand, I'm enjoying not doing it too.
There's some obvious differences between PA and radio, but from actually doing it, from your point of view, how different were the two?
Well, radio, you have to describe a lot more. PA, you're just describing what happened, who carried the ball, who shot the shot, who hit the ball in volleyball, who made the save, all that. In radio, it's much more descriptive, and you've got to act like people aren't watching the game, and they're not. They're listening to it. PA, people are seeing what you're saying, so that's the big difference.
So you also hosted this show, Sports Page, at one point. How different is it for you to kind of be in the other chair, being the one to get interviewed today?
Well, I did limited hosting of this show because Bill Turnage and Sean Jones were the main hosts. I did a couple of times when it started, but it's much different now. Obviously, social media now is blown up a whole lot more, as we talked about. TV is a lot different. I'm just grateful that KMOS is doing this again, because I think UCM Athletics has a lot of stuff to showcase.
Yeah, so being on the air, confidence is a big thing you have to have. Did you always have it, or did you acquire that somehow? How did that work out for you?
I think you'll learn. You just do it. I always told my student helpers for our game day promotions, just go out and have fun. Do this, and once you do it one time, then the next time you'll know what you need to correct, and it'll be fine. Confidence comes from just doing things. Nobody is confident the first time they do a show or do anything, but you learn how to be confident, you do it, get experience.
So looking back at all you've accomplished in your career, at least on the on-air side and then some of the other sides, you've called close to 1,000 games, 168 NCAA postseason games, 64 Division II championship tournament games, 4 national championships. You said you were the first website manager for the athletic department, among many other things in your career. Would you have done anything differently looking back at that?
No. I mean, I was very fortunate to be in the position I was in when things happened at the radio station back in 99 that led me to UCM. And I'm, again, ever grateful to the athletic department, in particular to Jerry Hughes, for having confidence in me to bring me on. And I would not trade anything that I've done for that. I've just had a great time doing it, and am ever grateful.
Is there anything you would have liked to do that maybe you didn't quite get to in your career?
That's hard to say. I think there's always things we can do better. There are things that I wish we could have done to maybe improve and build up a few things. And I think if I sat here and thought about that for a long time, I could come up with something. But I'm very happy with and very proud of what we accomplished.
So right now in the retired life, how involved are you still or still plan on being with UCM Athletics?
Well, I'll be on the fan side of things. I told Coach Slifer, the Jennings basketball coach, before I left, I said, Dave, now I can sit behind you and kind of yell at you because I want to be able to be a fan. But, moving forward, we'll see. Right now, I'm just trying to get adjusted to the other side of life.
Yeah, so how is that retired life? Getting a lot of golf in?
I'm not a golfer. I'm just trying to figure things out. and enjoying time with my wife. I've got four grandkids, two in Rhode Island, two in Kansas City. So just trying to be a papa to them and just see what happens.
And maybe getting on that piano a little bit, fine-tune
those
skills.
Well, I don't have
skills.
A piano, but if I sit down and had one in front of me, I could play a little.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. I'd like to thank our guest, Bob Jackson, for joining me, and hope you'll tune in next time for Sports Page.